Do-do-do-do-do.
Movies!
Yay!
We did it.
We did a thing. Wow, we're back from exile, from...
Well, we all went on our separate ways to go and discover ourselves. Neil went to Antarctica, Pete went to South America, I went to Idaho.
Yeah, I still question that.
Idaho is lovely this time
of year.
Was
it your own and was it private?
It was definitely my private Idaho.
There's a town in Alaska called Chicken. That's as far as I made it.
Well, Idaho had potatoes. Did they have chicken and chicken?
I think we've made a lot of personal growth over these last couple of
years. Welcome back, guys. I'm Pete.
I'm Neil.
And I'm Brian.
We are three dads navigating the films of our youth. Those films that we remember with nostalgia that we definitely don't accurately remember. We thought it was the greatest Daryl of all time. It had an SR-71A in it, bud.
And even that couldn't save it.
Oh, my God. The Dark Crystal. Apparently, did I ever tell you this, Neil?
I think not.
That I had told myself that I hadn't showed it to Emmy, but I had.
Ooh.
And I had repressed remembering whether or not I had already. And then we did. And I had forgotten that I had even seen it with her.
That's the Dark Crystal.
And then we
for
saw
you.
It again. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But then sometimes you get something that is like out of this world amazing. Buckaroo Banzai.
It's free on Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah, everyone should be watching Buckaroo Banzai on Amazon. No joke.
No joke.
The Last Dragon.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some classics like Back to the Future.
Still one of the perfect movies out there.
The Indiana Jones trilogy, which got better with each one.
It did. The second, there was a dip in the middle. I would say
it was
3-1-2 if I would have to rank them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a fair.
Anyways, we're going to answer three questions, Neil. And you're going to tell me the correct order.
I mean, you had time and chicken.
No, time does not help. Time hurts. I remember less. The first question of the three questions is, does the movie hold up?
Yes.
All right, that's it. I did it.
You have two more questions. The one you always screw up.
The next question is, do we kick it?
This is why you're not my friend on charades.
I know. Are you seriously don't know? You've done like 40.
I'm sure our listeners
Neil,
are
you've
like,
done like 40 episodes.
This is our brand.
Should the movie be rebooted?
Yay!
Recycled?
Yes!
Removed from the earth?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or remade.
Mm. All right. Okay.
And the third question.
The third question is, do we make our children watch it as reward or punishment?
Perfect.
You got there.
All right. We did it.
Easy game, guys. Easy
boot.
Game.
We boot. Boot.
It came to me later.
That's boot. Okay.
We learned that in Idaho.
So today, what are we going to watch, gentlemen?
Tonight, we're going to find out if Beastmaster holds up or if we should just kick it.
Old school.
So this is one of those movies that's been on the list since the beginning. This was, I think, in our original brainstorm.
Yeah, like the first list of
15 to 20 movies. And it was always one of those ones that, even as a kid, I was afraid I didn't know if I wanted to rewatch it.
And
I don't remember it at all, but I know I've seen it at some point.
See, I'm in the same boat. I saw it. I know this movie.
Past.
But I have no recollection other than there's a guy who's blonde and I think he wears leather and he has an eagle?
Isn't it just a leather?
He has more than an eagle. Do you remember what his name is?
No.
Eagle?
No.
Tuk Tuk?
No. His name is Dar.
Dar?
Dar?
It's Dar.
Like Dar.
Like dirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to watch
Which one of the dads remembers this movie more?
I think it was either 7th or 8th grade, and I think it was 7th grade.
It was like that for me, too. Sometime around maybe 5th grade.
But it made an impression.
Did it?
I remember there was this weird kid in school, and we were washing our hands next to each other in the bathroom. And he's like, man, I watched Beastmaster last night. That's probably my favorite movie.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah.
I mean...
high praise right there.
7th grade?
Yeah. All right, well, I'm game to give it a shot.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
I
guys
this
know...
this was good. I have word that this is a good...
Good word. That it called from classic. On high.
From Utah.
From on high.
From Idaho.
From Idaho.
Excuse me.
The highest mounts of Idaho proclaimeth.
They screameth across the land.
Dar!
So you guys know what we do. We are going to go get some scotch. We are going to go get some ice cream. We are going to write some notes. We're going to hit pause right now, and we will be back in some amount of time.
In three flaps of a Dar's wing. Didn't he also have like a lion?
Yeah, and he had all kinds of stuff. Do you remember the little ferrets he kept in his pocket?
Oh my god. Wait, is that ferrets in his pocket? Code?
We gotta watch a movie, guys.
Oh my god. Okay.
Right, first
wait, I do remember the ferrets. They talk.
What?
I think
How high are you? I don't think the ferrets talk. Is this a Jim Henson production?
We'll be revisiting that.
Yeah. So in fact, the ferrets did not talk, but Pete thought they did.
Alright. We'll be back in a second. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Crotch ferret.
I'm pretty sure they talk.
And away. Here we go.
Huzzah.
We did it.
We did a thing.
A lot of ferrets.
I've got questions about ferrets.
I mean, I have a whole list of questions about the decisions made.
Just the ferrets' decisions.
They carried this movie. It seemed like every time they needed to solve a problem, we'll just have the ferrets do it.
I do have a question, though. How many ferrets were killed during the filming of this movie?
Baker's dozen.
At least one. We know the first one. Did not survive.
Ferrets don't swim so well.
No, he sunk in the sand for real. That ferret looks scared.
In fact, I bet like the ferret fell into like, oh,
there's
uh-oh.
A great band name, Scared Ferret.
Scared Ferret. Oh, yeah.
It's tough. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Scared Ferret. Scared. It's
memorable.
Gets caught,
it's
though.
It's memorable. What, caught like quicksand?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, then it drowned.
Welcome back, guys. So we just finished watching The Beastmaster.
The Beastmaster.
Yeah, I said, calling
it Beastmaster. Yeah, it turns out it's the
Beastmaster.
It's a title.
That's right.
Yes. He didn't go to Beastmasting school for 4 years to be called a
Evil Beastmaster. No. Oh, my God. Do you guys want to jump in? Shall we? Two sentence synopsis?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right. Brian, you want to lead us off?
I'm going to pull a Kevin on this one. I only needed one. Imagine that Conan the Barbarian was written with more cocaine and booze and then retold by 9-year-olds.
Accurate.
This movie was beat for beat Conan, just the Beastmaster.
And then I hit you with my sword, and then I jump over your back, over the fire, and then I turn around and I slash you, and then you kick me, but I stop your kick, and I jump to the floor and kick you again, and then I jump back over the fire, and...
But then, no way, man, no way, I definitely would get you. No, my eagle blocked it.
Shit, he has
you have
an eagle
and a tiger.
Is it the tiger?
Is it a tiger, or I think it's supposed to be a panther.
But
obviously,
they couldn't get
a panther.
So they're like, we'll just paint the tiger.
They just paint tiger.
They really did.
They really painted a tiger black with a really bad paint job.
Can you imagine being the poor intern who had to like keep up with that hair job for the tiger?
For like the 3 weeks of shooting for this movie?
That was the tiger equivalent of Steven Seagal's hair. A lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
No.
Everyone knows what's going on. That's just a tiger. That's just a painted tiger.
Well, you do know that Steven Seagal's hair is made out of tiger hair.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only the best.
Exactly.
It's the most real thing about him.
That was good. I like that. Neil?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So this is the movie that they were making in Tropic Thunder, if it wasn't Vietnam, but Conan. This is a Doug Speedman movie.
Oh, that's so accurate.
So accurate.
Oh, Ben Stiller playing this would be hilarious.
Oh my god.
Yep, that's my
pick.
Oh. I'm still on the Andy Samberg kick.
I'd watch that too.
I'm going with Tug Speedman.
Tug Speedman. Beautiful. All right, Pete.
In a world where men talk to beasts and beasts talk to men, comes a tale so fucking stupid that we have no idea still what is going on.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the lines of this movie. It was some of the laziest script writing, dialogue.
They didn't have, much like Conan, there wasn't a whole lot of dialogue. And when it was using a lot of gobbledygook words.
They had James Earl Jones.
Conan did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We had
Rip Torn, who was equally as, no, he wasn't.
Well, he was hamming it up. Like, I feel like Rip Torn gave it all that Rip Torn could possibly give.
He tore it up.
Yeah.
But that's no James Earl Jones.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you know, you're saying, like, you didn't really know what was going on, dumb writing, but it's kind of like your favorite 80s hair band, where you know the song, but you don't actually know any of the lyrics. But you kind of had fun rocking out to it anyway.
They all kind of sound the same.
Well, MC Snow?
Yeah.
Informer.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, you don't have to know what's going on. It's just so dumb
it could be awesome. It was awesome. I'm not, like, not mutually exclusive here.
I mean, it was a ton of fun, like, but at the same time, like, but, we spent more time joking about it and be like, oh, wait, did we miss something?
No.
We did.
They broke into the Citadel 9 times, like, Mrs. Bueller. Yeah.
Well, you go with the beach, like, okay, he's going to break in, he's going to rescue, fight the guy. Okay, no, okay, okay. So they're leaving the Citadel. Okay, they're leaving the Citadel. The guy's following. Okay, no, now they're going back to the Citadel to fight the guy a final time. Oh, okay. They're fighting the guy the final time, and then it's done. It's done. No. There's an army? There's an army at the gate? They're back. They have to now barricade the Citadel?
Wait. Why did he just give his eagle amulet to the eagle?
Boy, talk about Deus Ex Machina. I really wanted that medallion to have no bearing whatsoever for this. Like, that whole bat scene was just a fever dream.
Just like a one-off.
Yeah, like, I wanted never to come back at all. Yeah. What am I going to do with this medallion? Also, how do you even know? Like, it's not like they spoke to you. Just, if I give you this medallion, bring it to the bat guys, have them come rescue us. Make sure they know who they're killing. Okay, Eagly? Go! So he was like, yeah, I got all that. No, like, bat people, I need you to show up here at the right time. Kill only the guys that look bad. You know, the ones that are the helmets and things.
So I do want to get to Dar. Can we talk about Dar?
Like, can we get some time to Dar?
To Dar.
To Dar, Junior.
Let's do it to Dar.
Where do we begin with Dar?
He's Dar.
Most apropos name of a hero ever.
What did he actually do?
He gave ferrets to people.
Well, no. He could see out of their eyes, and they could see out of his eyes, and they know
each
other's thoughts.
Could they see out of his eyes?
That's what he said. He said, I'm Dar. He did.
A lot.
I'm Dar.
Hi, I'm Dar. And I can see out of their eyes, and they can see out of my eyes, and we are connected, which made me really freak out a little bit because of the ferrets. Like, it just seems wrong somehow.
Oh, he threw ferrets at him.
Dar is actually the son of the king, which the bad guy, priest, witch guy that wears baby skulls, imprisoned. But everyone thought that Dar, when born, was sacrificed, but he wasn't. He was actually rescued.
He was smuggled.
He was rescued by...
It wasn't a woodcutter.
By a sheep herder.
Who's actually the leader of a village. Of people.
Right, and who can fight. Showed him everything he knew about fighting with a sword. Remember?
Ugh. And his cool boomerang thing.
And his cool boomerang
yeah.
glaive, like Krull.
Yeah, but not cool.
No, it was not good.
It was not a good glaive.
But you could understand the way that Dar swung that sword later in the movie, because where he learned it from his dad. You, dad, I learned it from watching you!
Also, his dad, if we recall, like, in the last scene, he had weird, like, crotch twine. Remember, he had like a lot of twine.
A lot. Was,
like,
always.
Coming out of his crotch and was like rolling it up as though he was fishing or something.
Well, you know, the world moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah. The old loincloths, where else are you going to put it?
This movie definitely did color-coded loincloths. Sacks, because no one was wearing appropriate clothing for anything.
And as a personal trainer, I see a lot of glutes, but this was even a lot for me.
Yeah, there was a lot of thigh and butts. We haven't seen this much thigh since Legend with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I think this had more.
Oh, way more.
Had all of it.
Everybody was flashing thigh. And it didn't make any
Not
sense.
Not just thigh, but like all the way up to ass. Like, you're getting like sides of ham.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Quite a bit. Well, you don't need to see that much.
But, the warrior Seth, who was with a kid for reasons, was wearing bondage
pilgrims.
Gear.
Pilgrims. Yes, we're pilgrims. That's
what
we are.
That was the most awkward side I ever, 100%.
Do you think this movie holds up, Brian?
Ooh, so this is where we run into like the Dave situation was, did we enjoy it? Is it a good movie? What is the criteria?
If the criteria was enjoying eating ice cream and drinking whiskey with you guys while making fun of something playing up on screen.
100%. 100%. This was a blast.
If this was, this movie took itself very seriously.
Oh, it, no, the, like there everyone is, was playing
this was not to the bone. Tongue in cheek. Ha ha, watch us do a silly Monty Python
cheeks.
MIDI. I see what I did there.
I but, don't think this was the movie the weird kid in middle school was talking about.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
there were boobs in it, so it might have been.
Oh, man.
Tanya Roberts.
She was gorgeous, but
those blue eyes.
So for me, I'm going to say that no, like this was a lot of fun to watch and like make fun of. But I don't think I'd be like, oh man, you know what I can't wait to rewatch? Beastmaster.
If you put it when out, you say it, it just sounds so awesome.
But the Beastmaster, Brian.
It's
the
Beastmaster. Like, that's like what, everything on paper sounds awesome. And then the way they executed it was if a 9-year-old were to do it.
Yeah. But okay, Buckaroo Banzai's feels like it was written by a 9-year-old as well, but that was fucking awesome, and I'd watch it again in a heartbeat.
And I can't. I think the problem is that with Buckaroo Banzai, it was so zany.
It had Jeff Goldblum, so.
And we had some really good actors in it, but like it was very zany and like, what's gonna happen next? This was okay.
This is still happening.
He's fighting again, and it's terrible. And then, okay, Tanya Roberts is literally creeping out of nowhere.
That again. Was awesome.
Every time she showed up.
At least four times. It's like she's just like popping out from behind a tree.
And I have a tiger.
She literally disappeared behind a secret door and then reappeared from that secret
after
door.
After it had been sealed. She was like the David Copperfield.
And she had a total wardrobe change. And they even said it like, why is she wearing those clothes?
And they were even shorter than what she was wearing before.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Every time. Every time.
So that's me. Like I had a lot of fun, but I don't think this movie holds up,
Neil,
on its own.
It's really not like I don't think I had the same experience as when I was in middle school and I watched it.
No.
But at the same time, I think I still enjoyed it just as much.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying it held up.
Weirdly. I think it weirdly did. I mean, I don't think, like, Dar was ever... Well, maybe he was cooler back then. He had to have been.
All the oil.
Yeah.
He glistened.
Yeah. But still, it's just such a fun idea. I mean, how many times through it did we say, just when you thought it couldn't get weirder, it did.
It did.
Like, we didn't see that coming.
Did not see bat people enveloping and dissolving their enemies.
And this is what we see when we look out the kitchen window. We're making dinner and the kids are in the backyard playing. Like, this is what they're doing. And they're having a blast.
Well, that's why
it's like a 9-year-old. He's like, okay, imagine a movie where like everybody's sword fighting. Oh, that sounds awesome. But then he's spin moves. But get it. Wait, and then the eagle swoops. He has an eagle. Yeah, because he talks to the animals. Oh, that's so cool. But then this total hot woman comes up and her boobs are just boobing everywhere. What? With her boobs? With boobs.
Both boobs.
You can see both of them. They are there being boobs. And that's how this movie felt. Like it was, and then suddenly random nudity. And then he's totally cool and oily. Actually, I don't know why a 9-year-old would include so much body oil.
I don't know.
Also, as we mentioned, an exposed flame. I feel as though, like, there needs to be, like, that's not safe. Like, they cover him in baby oil, corn oil, and then, like, have him dance around fire a lot in this movie. And maybe I don't think that actor was...
Maybe it was actually flame retardant. You think so? Like, it's a stuntman stuff, and he was just constantly covered in it? Because they couldn't trust Dar around this much open flame?
I mean, yeah, you speak okay.
Speak wisdom.
That would track.
This was an insurance policy they had out on Dar.
I mean,
the
actor's name?
Super Cat.
Mike Spencer?
No, it was Rick Springfield.
Rick.
No.
I still think he looks like Rick Greenfield.
He definitely just looked confused.
He had a great confused face
in this movie. When and then if we're gonna talk about anything about him,
Mark Singer,
his hair piece changes pieces, a lot.
Hair pieces.
There were more like toupee changes than costume changes for good old Tanya Roberts.
Oh wait a minute! He returns in the sequel.
Oof.
Through the portal of time.
Of course. Nice. Of course there's time travel. I hope he travels to modern day 1987.
That must have been Beastmaster 3.
I am Dar.
Enter the Lost World.
Where am I? Beastmaster? This is New York, buddy.
Oh my God. So anyways, question two.
Still.
I weirdly want to see this rebooted.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I think it would be awesome.
Well, the cool thing is you can either go more
zany
and, like, meta. Goofy and, like, make it be, like, where it's a guy who has head trauma who thinks he talks to animals and runs around in a loincloth in modern times. I'd watch that. Or you could go, like, make it legit and make it a tighter piece.
Daniel Day-Lewis should be Bayax. Mayax. The bad guy?
Who sounds like some sort of...
The rip-torn guy.
He sounds like diarrhea medicine.
I know, but I think Daniel Day-Lewis should do that.
I want Daniel Day-Lewis to be the Beastmaster.
You want Daniel Day-Lewis to be Dar?
To be, like, if we're gonna...
You
like,
hate him so much.
I want him to be the serious Dar.
You hate Daniel Day-Lewis
because
so
I want to
much.
See Daniel Day-Lewis have to do this.
You realize he would... Learn how to talk to beasts.
Yes.
And actually be talking to the beasts.
He would be
sharing their hearts.
Because I want
and
everyone
minds.
To talk about how they would call him Beastmaster or Dar.
You know he's going to win an Academy Award for it.
Worth it.
This is the Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr. You know, you just flush so much out. And it's like, how do you put it back in?
They once found me on top of a roof in a cardboard box trying to re-enter a atmosphere. Yeah. This would be what breaks. Uh-huh. What breaks him, and I want to see that.
Uh-huh. You had some good ideas for other people to play, though, like Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah. Channing Tatum would be fantastic as Beastmaster, and he would, you know, be derpy, because he's very good at that.
That'd be a remake, I think.
That would be a straight remake?
Yeah.
But if we were to do, like, a full-on... Who would you get to play? Was it Lord Seth?
I wanted to be someone who was just constantly fed up with the buffoon that is Beastmaster.
Will Smith.
Oh, that would be
Will good. Smith.
Just
would be awesome.
So tired of this jackass.
So tired of
and his goddamn ferrets.
You and your fucking goddamn ferrets.
Yeah. I would have Channing Tatum running around throwing ferrets at guys all the time and just constantly.
To be fair, that he did that quite a bit in this.
It's like John Woo's doves. They're just ferrets everywhere.
Well, he has a tiger, but rarely did that tiger ever, like, I mean, the tiger shows up, but, like, rarely did he use the tiger. It's something like, all right, listen, you have a host of animals that you can use to defeat your enemy. Ferret. No, no, hear me out. You also have an eagle. Ferret. Okay, you have a tiger.
Ferret. But I have two ferrets.
And then, at the end, it's like, and then one of my ferrets dies, and I'm sad. But it's okay. Because the other ferret was pregnant, and now I have three ferrets.
I used to watch them having ferret sex in the sack when I was a kid, just because it's awkward.
Yeah.
Do you think he could see the ferret through the ferret's eyes?
Oh no.
Can you imagine he's just sitting there, and all of a sudden he's like, what's wrong, Dar?
That's why he's always confused and crying and just having a hard time in general.
The animal kingdom is why a he's savage,
totally,
savage
why he
beast.
Totally wasn't capable of, like, actually hooking up with Kiri.
Oh, how lame was that? He's like, my village has been destroyed. I must avenge them. Puts on his battle armor. Hey, baby. Watch out for this tiger.
He did not say, hey, baby. He said, hi, I'm Dar.
Yeah, which is all he could say. I am Dar.
Hi, I'm Dar.
Hi, I'm Dar.
I'm Dar.
Nice to meet you. The tiger is a fierce creature. I am here to protect you. I am Dar. That didn't even work.
That part didn't hold up. That was super creepy.
Oh,
yeah. You owe me your life, and maybe we can pay this a different way.
You owe me a life debt. I don't know. Maybe I can just have a little.
So I heard you ordered some pizza.
Then she totally kicks his ass.
Yeah, she did.
Which is how this movie should be. That's how the reboot would be, is just constantly Dar thinking he's a badass and just getting whooped on while everybody else kicks ass around him. Yeah. So he stands up,
like,
and has been like...
Mad Mardigan?
Ferrets.
Does Mad Mardigan?
Mad Mardigan kicked everyone's ass, Pete. It'd be like if Mad Mardigan didn't kick anyone's ass. It'd be like if Willow was fighting.
Okay.
All right, I like it.
Would you have your kids watch this movie, guys?
I mean, to tell you the truth, they might really love it. I mean,
but then I'd have to worry about, like...
12-year-old them.
I'm not going to lie. Logan already brought up how he wanted ferrets, and I got into a bit of an argument with him about how much ferrets suck, and I don't need to show him a movie where ferrets are the heroes.
Oh, man.
This is going to be, Dad, we need ferrets. No, we don't, Logan.
That's your reason?
No, we don't.
It's kind of weird because... my kids are definitely going to watch this when Logan comes over.
He's going to be like, Chad, I just watched a movie where there were some awesome ferrets. Did you watch Beastmaster?
Are you hanging out with Holden? I just got back from Holden's house, and we watched the best movie. It's called The Beastmaster.
The Beastmaster. God damn it. Well, that's what I have to worry about. Just that then I'm dealing with my son like trying to talk to all the animals, and I'd be like, Blitzen understands me. You're holding bacon. What? I guess, you know, Dad, I found a crow. It's followed me home. That's not a crow.
Did you guys like Mark Singer's way that he could speak with the eagle? How he was fluent?
I did, actually.
He did that one time. He just let out a random...
No, like, he did it like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, my God. So
you had checked out.
I had checked out.
It was in the fourth attack.
It was the second time they broke into the ziggurat that I'm like, I'm out.
It was really good. I thought he did a good job of the eagle cry.
But why? He didn't have to talk to any other... He just told them what to do.
And like, if he can be inside each other's thoughts, couldn't he just like look at them?
Yeah. He didn't talk to the eagle to tell him, bring back the bat people. He just tossed a medallion.
The only thing this movie was really missing was like a really good... There was that amazing montage of him learning how to use a sword.
That was pretty... Well, he started off, I mean, he was smart, though. He started off with a heavy log so that he could make sure he got the moves down, then moved on to the actual
The
sword.
Moment he finished his training and then he started running in the river, you just kind of go, wee!
That's what a 9-year-old would do. You give a 9-year-old a sword.
He was running just like the 9-year-old, like the sword in the water.
Yeah.
It's speaking so stupid.
Stupid move. When his dad pulls out the sword in front of the marauders and draws the line in the sand to be like, you shall not pass.
And they're like, we have horses? Why did you close the gate instead?
Every choice was terrible. His dad was not a good leader.
Not a good leader. Not only that, but he taught him to be a bully to all the farmers when they're in the woods. Like, this is how we bully farmers.
And then the farmer gets killed. Like, worse. So the farmer nearly gets his head shorn by the stupid leader. You know, has his favorite hat pinned to a post, and then a bear eats him, and then the father's like, we're not going to talk about this.
Dar, so you were just talking to that bear. Yeah, I know the bear killed poor Steve over here, but we're not going to talk about this. All right, now you run home. Dad's got a bear in body.
And he's just running off with a smile on his face. Mom, guess what?
Guess what Dad showed me today? Dead people. Yay.
Is it Tuesday already?
God damn it, Dar.
Dude, Dar had a very hard life. He was imprisoned in a cow uterus.
He was born from a cow uterus.
That is how this movie started.
Oh, my God. And then you had all of the witches. Uh-huh. Oh, the sexy-ish witches.
Yeah.
You regret your decision.
But I love how, like, his dad's just wandering at night with a donkey, sees a blue fire, sees a witch, battles witch, saves kid, and was like, all right, I guess I have a son now.
Cheryl, I'm home!
Guess what?
We've got a baby!
Where'd you find him? Out in the woods!
I was fighting some, you know, evil demon witch, and I killed her.
He may not have any markings on him. We're not having any children of destiny here.
I'm pretty sure this kid was born inside a cow.
Yeah, murdered a naked butterface. He's still a kid.
Can we keep him? Sure.
Are you drinking?
Only a little.
But I love how there's everybody takes everything in stride. Who are you? I talk to animals. All right. Is that a tiger? Cool. So what do I have to do? Well, he's surrounded by witches who wear old ladies' faces. And if you stab them,
it's
they
like
go
Buffalo
up in
Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, and except that one witch turned into a dove. All the witches died, but then one just dubbed.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they were setting up the universe, and that's going to be the sequel.
The sequel said well, dubbed.
Rip Torn, he never actually died, right?
Well, we don't see him die. He takes the knife out of his... No, wait, no. We saw him. No. He got kicked into the fire at the end with Dead Ferret.
Yeah.
Ferret saved the day.
Yeah, oh, Ferret that, bit him and he fell in the
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, the Ferret took him out.
Bit his neck off.
Hardcore.
That's right. I was so distracted by the Ferret.
I don't understand why that's true. Like,
the Ferret sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Ferret! It just seems like there was an entire porn industry that was birthed by this like movie.
Mm. There are a lot of things birthed by this movie.
Out of cow uteruses.
Again, oh, who even thought of that? Who's like, all right, guys, check it. He's going to be born not from a woman, but from an animal, so that way you can talk to animals.
You think, you definitely realize that.
You're not having anyone fuck an animal, right? No, that'd be gross, dude. No. Witches are going to take him out of his mom and just like magically transport him into the cow uterus.
Let's not forget, this is the beginning of the pitch.
That's how it starts.
This is the beginning. This is already, like, they've already gone through about 10 lines of coke, and they're just like, okay, this is where it starts.
And the movie is literally like that nonstop. Like, it seems the most... And that's why, like, I checked out. So I'm like, this is nuts.
It was relentless.
It is nonstop.
It was relentless in its buffoonery.
Mm-hmm. Even at the end, we're like, and then he defeats the evil sorcerer, saves everybody. Hooray. What do you mean there's a final battle? Like, what? Why is there a final battle?
Then?
Okay, so then, like, they're outside, and then why are they running outside of the citadel? You have gates. They protect you. What are you doing? Just light a flaming arrow. Don't send out people to manually set it fire.
To be fair, King Thorin under the mountain did the same thing in the Battle of the Five Armies. He could have just stayed walled up, but no, he had to come out and go fighty, fight, fight, fight. Now he's dead.
All 12 of them.
Yeah, well, pride.
You know, this also reminded me of another movie we saw. It was kind of a live-action Fire and Ice. Ice and Fire, which way was it?
It's Fire and Ice. That is the correct...
I think because it was animated, it looked way more serious than it was. If it wasn't anime, I think they rotoscoped it, right? This is probably what it looked like before they rotoscoped it.
Yeah, but if...
Maybe.
What was the name of, like, Lone Wolf or whatever? He was super badass. And he took out Necron like a boss.
He did.
We didn't get to see anyone taking him out of a boss. At best, we saw a spin move into, like, the... Oh, the sword went through him, and really, it's in his side and his arms holding
it. That was the final kill.
That was the final kill. Like, ugh. Like, I'm just saying, Fire and Ice definitely campy.
True.
And definitely had a lot of, like, unnecessary boobage and silliness. But it was animated, so it kind of could get away with things, where this was...
Yeah.
This was super goofy.
Yes,
well, how do you have someone talk to animals, but you just show extreme close-ups of eyes?
And he's always looking confused when he's talking. I'm like,
So that's what it feels like when an eagle's constipated.
Yeah.
Okay. So next week.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, what are we watching next week?
I don't know.
Well, I feel like we had a couple, because we were trying to figure out like how we're going to kickstart, you know,
getting back into it.
And so we swung hard with Beastmaster.
We did, but we also had a couple.
Transformers 1984.
Oh, why do we do that?
Ooh. You've got the touch.
I think in
Radimus Prime.
You got Yeah. I just think of Boogie Nights when I hear that song.
Well, that's a very different Transformers movie. No, let's do Transformers next week.
Transformers 1984, which has shit muttered twice.
Very nice. I'd forgotten about that.
And it was because of how poorly this movie, Transformers 1984, did that they had to change the ending of G.I. Joe, the movie.
The animated one?
In the animated. So in Transformers 1984, spoiler, Optimus Prime dies. Yeah.
We've seen it.
Right. Yeah. So because people hated that, because you know what people don't like is when you kill the number one hero of your franchise in the first 5 minutes.
George R.R. Martin.
Looking at you. So when that tanked, they immediately altered what happens to Duke in the G.I. Joe movie. In the G.I. Joe movie, Duke takes a spear in the chest for his half-brother, Falcon, and he supposedly dies. And then, but it's funny because they just ADR'd it. So you see him, he's like, oh, no. Yes, he's in a coma. And then at the very end of the movie, everyone's celebrating. They go, hey, everybody, Duke's okay. Woo! G.I. Joe. And I was like, oh, I guess. But I remember, even as a kid, I'm like, he's coma. He took that in the heart. I don't think he's supposed to make it.
That's left ventricle. Pretty sure he's not walking away from that
one. I mean, Serpentor's murdering bitches. I don't think he's going to walk away from that. So that's why, like, we have a lot to enjoy about 1984 Transformers.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting words, my friends?
I enjoyed going back to the 80s with you guys.
I'm glad we're back to doing
Darn it. Darn his hoe. We didn't even talk about Keep darn on his hoe. Like, his dad tosses him a hoe to go hoe out in the deep fields with all the other men while the village chills for a morning.
Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
And then I just, what the hell?
His dad taught him everything he needed to know.
Quite literally nothing.
Let's then talk about, he starts the movie off wearing loincloth poncho and then loses the poncho to wear like a really skimpy fringed loincloth. Everybody in this movie, when they're battling up, strip down.
Yeah.
In fact, even that kid was like, I'm taking off my clothes too. Like, no, you are 12. No. What are you even doing here?
He's also the king.
Yeah. Let's just have, like, you know, the prince, you know, soon to be king. Let's have him battling out naked with a scimitar out there. Just, you know.
Again, when you say it like that.
Awesome. When you say it like that. Yeah,
if when you're you put nine, it that way, sign me up.
But see, again, because if you're a 9-year-old, so the prince then, like, strips down to his battle gear, and it's just like he's just wearing a sash, he takes his scimitar, and he starts holding his own against the berserkers, and it's awesome. As an adult, like, that kid dies. And also, that kid was probably molested by that other guy, because creepy.
That was very creepy.
We're pilgrims.
Yes, when you say it like that, not awesome.
Phrasing is everything. I'm just a greasy man who likes to travel around with young boys in disguise. We're warriors or pilgrims. Either way, do you want to see our battle garb? Mine's all leather.
Studded black
leather. Nothing I've said is inaccurate.
Everything was a true statement.
Everything came to pass.
Oh, well, guys, okay. Send us an email, dadsmovienight@gmail.com, and we're glad to be back.
Well, yeah. Pick it up next week. We are rock and rolling.
Do 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 do.
Pocket fairy. I am Dar. You even say like a pickup line, like I'm Dar. Like, oh, I am Dar. Hi, I am Dar.
Tanya Roberts. Hi.
Just popping out of nowhere.
That last time, like he's walking out of the desert, and like we see there's
we can
nothing,
see nothing
miles behind him. Nothing.
No one. He is no, alone.
Literally right. Like, hey, hi there. Like let's just make out on the top of the rock in the middle of the. Anyways, goodbye, guys.